we shouldn't think of Mary singing this Magnificat simply once, like in the presence of Elizabeth or something like that. But this was a song that she would have sung throughout her life. And I think it's good to think about Mary singing this song as she's holding the bambino, the baby Jesus, in her lap, or as the child is nursing at her breast, that she is singing this song to him. And in the Gospel of Luke, we know our Lord knows all things. We know he's omniscient. But at the same time, he learned and he grew in wisdom like any one of us. And part of that was the nurture of a mother who from the very beginning was singing him songs of praise. I mean, it just drives me nuts that we have worship services and the kids are taken out and taken to kids' service. Forget that. I mean, they belong there on the lap of Mary singing and hearing the Magnificat. They belong there in the church as the psalms are being sung, and they learn them in church. And when they begin to pray the Lord's Prayer at such a tender age, it's not as if they go to a class to memorize it. They simply begin to pray that which they have heard and has been part of their faith all along by the hearing of the Word of God and by baptism. So the faith of a child is nurtured right from the beginning, from conception and from birth. And that's the faith that our Lord himself would have heard in the Song of Mary.